Life's getting better.
A rough week for President Barack Obama as he is down in the money department compared to Mitt Romney for the month of May. He's under fire for leaks out of the White House of sensitive material when it comes to classified information, and he's being heavily bombarded for what's happening with Eric Holder on Fast and Furious as the fire beneath Holder's feet continues to rise. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Just a little bit of what we're going to put our fingers in during this hour of America Tonight. It's like Silly Putty. Remember Silly Putty? Used to press it against those newspapers. Yeah. Only you could press against the newspapers and then roll it up and it would disappear. Poof. A lot of this isn't disappearing, and I'm sure it has to stick in the crawl of the press. Bill Clinton has been somebody who also has stuck in his crawl lately, especially this week. A lot of people think that Clinton is actually undermining Obama when he comes out especially and says, oh, no, we have to have the Bush tax credits. Clearly, the president says no to those, extending those tax credits. And Bill Clinton goes in the opposite direction. So somebody is off message somewhere in that White House. And then reports start to come out that, yeah, it's true. Some of the Democrats are worried about whether or not Obama is going to get reelected. But that's nothing new. We've been telling you that here on America Tonight for a while and have had several Democratic strategists come on and handicap it for us. And often it's been pointed out to us by one person that we know on the show who's come on the show, who's talked about running campaigns, the last one for Obama, and all the last Democratic administrations back to Kennedy, saying they remember a time when Jimmy Carter figured it was no great shakes to take on this actor from California, and we all know what happened with Ronald Reagan. Let's veer off in a different direction in a different land because a new poll comes out that shows that most of us in the United States, shocker, oppose intervention of any kind in Syria. Of course, it's not a surprise because we've gone through Iraq, we've gone through Afghanistan, we're looking at Pakistan. We have pumped a ton of dough into situations in the Middle East. So in this poll done by CNN, what it came out to read is that we don't have a responsibility to do something about the fighting in Syria. The number calling for U.S. action in the country has grown a little bit, though, from 25% that was back in February, to 33%. But the CNN ORC International poll that just came out shows that 6 in 10 continue to oppose any intervention, American intervention, to stop the fighting between the government and the anti-government people in Syria, the forces there. And I'll say it again, of course it's not a surprise. There is this belief that Syria is not our responsibility, and that crosses over. Now, if we look at parties, Democrats and Republicans, 57% of Democrats feel that it's not our responsibility. 58% of Republicans say that we shouldn't take any role whatsoever in this. This has been going on for 15 months, and this was after the government decided to crack down on protests. And then it just spiraled out of control. And then there was an anti-government uprising. And we've seen that in Tunisia. We've seen it in Libya. We've seen it in Egypt, of course, before that. And now Syria. So Secretary of State Hillary Clinton met with world leaders in Turkey to discuss Syria. Here's what she had to say.
None of us is satisfied that the killing continues, but we are determined to move forward together. There are still many inside Syria, and this is human nature, this is totally understandable, who are not yet convinced that there can be a transition that would not make the situation worse for them.
All right, so there's this peaceful transition nonsense. That's not happening. It's just not happening. And I said this in a previous Hour of America Tonight. So why hasn't anyone been able to take out the president, the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad's regime? Why haven't they been able to take him out, period? I don't get it. And maybe I'm watching too many spy movies or something. But aren't there people that are paid a whole lot of money to be the best that there is at doing things like that? And how far can we go in Syria? It is problematic. It is sickening. It is sad. It is barbaric to see the photos and hear the tales of what's happened in Syria. We can't go there. We can't go there. And trust me, I've gotten a ton of emails on this. Well, I say ton. I've gotten 3 emails on how awful it is that I think we shouldn't be invested in Syria. And sadly, we can't throw a net over everything that happens in the world, although wouldn't it be great to think that we could smother everyone with kindness and love and save them all. But there's just no way we can jump over this line in the sand. I mean, there's absolutely no way that we can do that. Hey, coming up later this hour, we're going to have a conversation with TK Lawless. He's great. He's great because he is awesome at breaking down the horse races, the big races. And now we're on the last leg of the Triple Crown, the Belmont, the mile and a half. I'll have another. Will the horse do it and shatter the record previously held by Affirmed in 1978? Or are there other horses in the way of this spectacular horse that could stop the run that I'll Have Another has had? We did our blind Belmont challenge, so there is no trifecta challenge this week. We did a blind Belmont challenge, since if somebody wins, they're going to clear out the prize closet. And I gave my choices, and one of mine was Doulahan and Union Rags, and I'll Have Another coming in third. So that would be my trifecta. Some of you gave out numbers, some of you gave out horses. We'll see if we have a winner the next time around after the weekend. A mile and a half is a very, very long distance. And there's another horse, Painter, who is a fantastic horse, who has had some pretty fast speeds early going around that track. We'll talk to him coming up in another couple of segments. Just in case you'll be watching the horse race, you'll have some more interesting notes to know about some of what's happened with the horses, etc. Speaking of horses, it is like a horse race when you run for any office in this country, whether you're going to go on the Hill or you're talking about running for the highest office as President of the United States. So Romney and Obama comes down to that, and that big, juicy electoral map that seems to change. Should Obama really feel threatened, or is that just rhetoric? What does Obama have to say as he's on the West Coast raising money and trying to raise awareness for his campaign the second time around? We'll let you hear that next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
And whatnot, you can do that at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. We're talking about a couple of different things, including the fact that the White House releases all this information and says they didn't release all this information. So I mentioned it at the top, rough week for Barack Obama's team. Something is happening there where they don't have it together, and could it be to the advantage of the Republicans and especially Mitt Romney as time will dwindle? Before you know it, we'll be through the summer and we'll be into that final stretch heading into September and October. Like I mentioned, don't forget coming up at the tail end of the hour, we've got a conversation with TK Lawless about the big Belmont Stakes race happening this weekend. Third leg of the Triple Crown, I already went into a little bit of that. I'll have another has a chance to make history. Will the horse make history or not? You know, I had an uncle who was a jockey in West Virginia, and he told me that there is no exact science to it, even if they have good running times and rest times and everything else. The horse doesn't want to run. The horse doesn't want to run. So who knows if this horse is going to run or not. By the way, Bill Clinton did a mea culpa over the statements that he made when it came to the tax cuts. And I guess now he's going to end up on the road a little bit with Obama. But over what he said earlier in the week when he was on CNBC with Maria Bartiromo, where he said he would be open to extending the cuts for the wealthy, the and whatnot, he came back later and said, oh, I'm sorry about what happened. I thought something had to be done on the fiscal cliff before the election. Apparently nothing has to be done until the first of the year. You got to love that. Oops, I thought we had to do it, so never mind. I erase that, take that back, and let's wait until the beginning of the year. By the way, the fiscal cliff that he's referring to consists of things like beginning in January that would remove $500 billion out of the economy in 2013, the expiration of the Bush tax cuts, the protection of the middle class from the alternative minimum tax, the $1 trillion in spending cuts, and a reduction in Medicare doctors' pay. So Clinton supported, on Thursday he tried to come back and say he supported Obama's position, which calls for an end to the tax cuts only for those making $250,000 or more. And then tried to kind of step around it by saying, I really was under the impression that they would have to do something before the election. I was trying to figure out how they would kick it to last through the election. That's a bunch of hogwash. He got caught in the middle of it. Oh, Clinton is usually so good at that kind of stuff, but this comes off of a week before where he described Romney as a successful businessman and said he had a sterling career. Oh, the White House. They must have been on the phone, the bat phone, immediately. All right, let's go out to Dale, who's listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for the call. What's in your mind?
Well, I think, you know, one thing we don't know, Kate, is, you know, in regard to these leaks, and years past when I was in the military and I had occasion to visit with intelligence people. I wasn't in intelligence or anything like that, but you know, one of their great fears was their ability to trust their sources, that information wouldn't be passed on that shouldn't be passed on. Their lives depended on it from time to time. Who are these people in the White House? You know, they're a bunch of Chicago cronies. Valerie Jarrett, I think, was some hatchet man for Mayor Daley.
Yeah.
Their philosophy isn't a capitalist philosophy.
Nah.
So we're dealing with people that don't want America to succeed. They don't want businesses to start. They want government control that means production and everything else. So it doesn't surprise me that they'll release information like this to hurt America. And I think America's waiting up to it. We have to find out who's done this and put them in jail. Just like some of these bankers skated on all these things. And it won't stop, Kate, until we put somebody in jail. So
I agree with you. I don't understand why they criminally don't go after them.
And then after we had this several years ago, some of these people got bonuses and crazy things like that. But right now with the security issues, who's going to trust us to tell us any information? How do people expect the Israelis to work with us on security matters anymore? If we've got people in the White House and other subordinates that are going to blab all the time and put it in the New York Times, we got a real problem there, Kate.
Yeah, we do have a real problem. I agree. It doesn't matter if you're trying to puff out your chest for during an election year to say, hey, we're doing this, and we infiltrated with a secret worm the systems in Iran. That's terrible. Because, one, you give them the playbook, and, two, you're just outing. You're outing the secrets. You're giving up the classified information. You know, I said this before, and I know it's a trite old saying, it's a cliche, but loose lips sink ships. Why are they doing it? They got to plug that leak.
Well, I think one of the problems they're realizing is that they're politically, they're in big, serious trouble. I don't think President Obama can raise enough money to win. The way things are going for him, what's the point of this? I mean, we have an attorney general. Gosh, I've bitched about this guy forever. He's still there. He's still denying things that he was directly involved with, and is trying to convince people that he wasn't. He had nothing to do with Fast and Furious. When you know darn well he did, Kate. He's attorney general. He ought to know. And if he didn't know, he should have known. That's his job. That's what we pay him to do.
Yeah, I agree with you, Dale. Well said. You have a great weekend. We do pay Holder. That's why I said it was so crazy to begin with, because how could he not know? How could that not go all the way up the chain? Then they have these emails that don't make sense that show that he should have known, and there's all this claims of covering up, and, you know, you've got Congressman Daryl Issa, who's just out for blood on this one, and he should be because he knows. He smells a rat, he's seeing a rat, and he doesn't want to let this rat go. He doesn't want to let him scurry away, and he's pushing for something to happen here. Now, Holder supposedly thought about resigning. That's what I heard from a source. For 2 seconds, he thought about resigning. Oh, he was talked off the ledge. He was talked off the ledge. But that's stupid on the Obama administration's part, because this guy's a takedown kind of guy. He is. They have covered up for him so much on 3 different occasions during this first run in the White House. I don't understand why. I don't understand why he's so invaluable. I did a thing about pink slips one time, and who was the weak link around the president. He was like the first guy I said. I mean, are you kidding me with Eric Holder? And they're pressing him up for more info because they're able to go back and they've got this information. So what do you do with this information? Well, wait, we have information that says completely the opposite of what you're telling us. Holder's going to have to answer is what's going to happen. And he keeps saying he was unaware of anything until the death of the Border Patrol agent. William in Kentucky, you've got the floor. Hey, William, what's shaking?
Nothing, actually. In fact, I listen to you quite often, and I would like to answer that question about the 85 miles per hour, and I think it's perfectly okay. The reason being is because a friend of mine drove up from Westport, Connecticut to Sheboygan Falls, Sturgeon Bay on the Wisconsin Lake Michigan, and it was 1,126-mile trip, did it in 23 hours, and up there near Ohio and Indiana, Illinois, and Wisconsin, the speed limit's 70, and we found ourselves going around 90 miles an hour without even knowing it, and there were people passing us.
And there was people passing you, too. Now, here's the thing, William, maybe you guys were driving okay, but how many other people trying to do the same thing would be just a hair away from slamming into somebody at a hot speed? That's what I'd be worried about.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the #1 most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Lately, and somebody needs to rein in Bill Clinton, because hey, he's helping the Romney folks. Oh yeah, he's a great businessman, and yeah, we need to extend those tax cuts than trying to reel it back, and it's too late. It's like that bubble. There's the bubble that is out there and it's too late to take back, and there's the bubble of what you're thinking. But once it goes from thinking to actually being verbalized, too late, especially the times that we live in right now. All right, as usual here on America Tonight, we are reaching for a couple of different things. I told you we were going to put our fingers in a lot of different things, like the silly putty analogy. So it is kind of silly, isn't it? And you look at where the campaign is right now, and I wanted you to hear what Obama said earlier in the day. He's had a long West Coast trip, in a sense, because he's hitting a couple of different areas, all the way from the north down to the south. And Obama, speaking at UCLA, talked about, this is the time, this is it, and boy, do I really need you to go out there and touch the screens.
Tell Congress now is not the time to double the interest rates on your student loans. Now is the time to double down on the middle class. Now is the time to build an America that lasts. Now is the time to work together to put people back to work. My message to Congress is, let's get to work. Let's get to work.
Boy, it's this same old theme, isn't it, when it comes to Congress? Everybody running says Congress needs to get to work. I went back and I looked at a couple of clips from even Clinton saying that, and he worked pretty well with Congress at one point. But that's the, especially with the approval ratings for Congress are so awful, worse than anything that we talk about. So why not pile on when nothing is happening on the Hill? I say it all the time that we need replacement players, that it's all about reaction instead of action, and how do people continue to keep their jobs when they do that? If you or I had a job and we were that way, we wouldn't be in that job. We wouldn't be in the same gig. But yet they continue to do the same thing over and over again. Why? It's that whole elitism thing. Once you're in the game, once you got a chip in the game and you're at the party, you are in. You got to really screw up to get knocked out of the game. You really have to. Mitt Romney isn't so much worried about that now. At this point, the people around him are just churning and burning, getting that money in, get the campaign clicking, keep staying on the message of the economy, the lack of action, the lack of jobs, all that stuff. Really drill it down and focus if there's even going to be a shred, a hope, a cracked door open to beating the incumbent president. Picked up a big endorsement. You know how I feel about endorsements. It's about the friends that they bring along, because I don't care about who endorses. Although he's been somebody that we've had on the show several times, and I like him, Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, and also the son, of course, he is the son of presidential candidate Ron Paul, endorsed Mitt Romney on Thursday, and he said, "My choice had always been my father. I campaigned for him when I was 11. He's still my first pick, but now that the nominating process is over, I'm going to announce that I'm going to be supporting Governor Mitt Romney." So that was pretty big. That made big news. There were a few people that thought, wow, you know, but wait, Ron Paul's still going to have all the noise that he's going to make at the convention, so why isn't he still backing his dad? And the answer is there's just no way his dad's going to win. He has a voice, but he has no shot of winning at this point. I mean, it's Romney, and it was Romney way back when, and it's Romney in last June, and it's Romney, you know, today. All right, as much as I could pummel the president and talk about what a crazy, nutty week that he's had thanks to friends in wrong places, I wanted to bring this up because we talk about sports here on America Tonight. You know, we do a thing called Sports Shorts once a week. You know, I've written a book called Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS, or really fun sports facts. I covered the NFL, and I used to fly with the Cowboys in the late 90s, and I saw some crazy things. Once I would go down to the field, you know, once I was on the field at the tail end of the games, I could really witness how fast the pro game moves and what happens to the players. And went through the whole concussion thing with Troy Aikman, and Troy Aikman retiring when I was there covering the Cowboys. Now you got 2,000 players who are suing the NFL over head injuries, saying that they didn't know how dangerous the head injuries had become, what it would mean to them, how they were led down a primrose path in a sense. So this lawsuit's pretty big because it certainly could affect the game of football in the near future. But also, what is it going to do for the players in these risky positions, the neurological problems that so many of them are having, and then the scariness of several of the suicides that have happened since some of the players have struggled to keep it together after retiring, after they suffer from dementia or other horrible things. One of the widows, Mary Ann Easterling, who is the widow of former Falcon safety Ray Easterling, talked about how he committed suicide after suffering from dementia. and how awful it was. He struggled, and it was painful, and the suffering, and what they had to endure was awful. And, of course, Junior Seau happening in May, a lot of people tying that to the concussions that he had on the field and how long he played. And, you know, nobody knows ultimately how far it can go. Dementia, depression, sleeplessness, early Alzheimer's. There are a couple of things that have been chronicled as problems of this head trauma in the NFL. And what the players are saying, instead of protecting the health of the players, the NFL's response to the epidemic of brain injuries was to have a campaign of what they're calling deception and deceit and everything else, instead of telling the players the risk that they were facing from the repetitive impacts on the field to their head. And what are these devastating neurological injuries going to do to them in the future? And why not make the game safer? Well, the NFL now requires you to do a sideline test after you get smashed on the head. But some people say that's not even enough because the players want to go back into the game and they don't want to, whatever it takes to keep them in there. They don't want to lose their gig. They want to play, and this is football. And football is rough. So here's the thing that I would say. I think some of the players were misled. I think it's good that now there is a light being shined on concussions. But when you play football, boy, you know it. I mean, you cannot think that your body is not being slammed into every single game at amazing speeds. I think that people also themselves have to be accountable as to whether or not, you know, what were the precautions they took and what was it their decision to play and all of that sort of stuff, and what was it their decision when to get out, and, you know, what was the team's role in it. So they have to take responsibility. They have to. You know, when you're smash your head into something time and time and time again, and especially for the amount of years, it's going to damage you. It's going to do damage. And a padded helmet is not enough. It's not enough. The comparisons that people make, do they know that they're 300 pounds or so, some of them, and the speed that they're traveling at when they hit another player, when they hit the ground? I mean, truly, at some point, they have to decide, I got to get out of this game. I've been hit too many times. I got to do it. I got to be able to do it. I mean, a lot of this is personal responsibility. Personal responsibility. So I'd be curious to see what happens as this goes through trial. And the NFL is saying that, you know, there was nothing to the, they weren't talking about the claim. They didn't really have much to say about that, just saying that, you know, their legal team will look at it, and that the league has player safety in their mind. It's a priority, and it's going to continue to be. And any allegation that the NFL tried to mislead players is not connected to anything that makes sense. There's no merit in it. How many players have claimed that they suffer from a ton of injuries because of concussions, but they just didn't know the severity of how badly they would be hurting themselves playing the game of football? If they knew, would they have stepped away sooner? All right, coming up on the flip side, our conversation with TK Lawless about the Belmont Stakes.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question is this weekend, win the Triple Crown. One of my favorite people just to hang out with, but to talk horse racing with, is TK Lawless from Relentless Stables. The guy has so much knowledge when it comes to horse racing. It's always a pleasure to have him on the show. Hey, TK, thanks for stopping by our stable.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm good. Good to have you on. I'll have another, you know, of course, whenever there's a Triple Crown hopeful, there's a lot of conversation about that.
Sure,
just looking at drawing the 11th post position coming out of that gate and looking at the odds and looking what happened in the first two races, what do you think happens with I'll Have Another?
Yeah, I don't think it's the post position is going to be any problem at all. Actually, I think it's even maybe a benefit to him. You know, he was in the 19th hole when he won the Derby. So coming out of the 11th hole, I don't think it's a big issue. And it's less of an issue even at Belmont Park than most places because of the, you know, circumference of the track being a mile and a half track and as wide as it is. So the post position shouldn't be any issue at all. You know, the Triple Crown, the reason it's become so hard, it's changed so dramatically over time from when those 11 Triple Crown winners came along. You know, the previous 11 Triple Crown winners faced a total of 42 horses in their Belmont.
Mm.
You know, so they were basically running against 3 and 4 and 5 horse fields a lot. You know, and nowadays, there's been 11 horses, oddly enough, that have won the first two legs and not been able to, you know, finalize it in the Belmont. And those 11 horses that won the first two legs without winning the Belmont, they ran against 92 horses in their Belmonts. And so, you know, they're running against 5 or 6, you know, horse bigger fields, because you know, the horses are trained differently nowadays. They run less frequently. They have more time in between their races, and a lot of times, if they have the pedigree for it, you know, trainers maybe wait on horses and give them a little bit more time to develop. And so you have these late developing horses that are just a little bit better than what they used to run against when they got to the Belmont.
Yeah.
It's tougher to win. The Triple Crown has been, it's historically always been tough, but it's been even tougher to win, obviously. And, you know, the last 34 years, nobody's been able to do it.
Yeah. A lot is being made about one of the new horses, Painter, and that horse is breaking out of the 9 gate, 8-1
yeah.
odds. What do you know about this horse? I don't know much about this horse.
I know quite a bit about him, actually. Bob Baffert, again, our old buddy. You know, Baffert's always in these Triple Crown races, and he trained Bodemeister, who ran second in both the Derby and the Preakness. This is his new shooter, basically. You know, I'll have another ran Bodemeister down in both the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. And in the Preakness, you know, Bodemeister even got pretty much everything his own way, a 10 length slower pace than he had in the Derby and a shorter distance. And I'll have another still was able to catch him. So, Baffert and him have decided to take, Bodemeister back for a little rest and relaxation to California. But Painter is stepping up, and he happened to win an allowance race on Preakness Day and ran a 106 buyer that day. So he ran a really big race. Baffert thinks this horse is coming to hand right at the right time. He's actually, Baffert has thought that this horse might be better than Bodemeister all along. He just didn't come to hand quick enough. So I think this horse is a real threat. There's really probably on paper three real threats, if you will. You know, you've got Dullahan, who's going to be talked about quite a bit. He ran third in the Derby, was closing ground in the stretch. He skipped the Preakness. But he's been working lights out at Belmont Park. He, had a sparkling workout last weekend, so he's right on top of his game. Like I say, he skipped the Preakness, so he's a fresher horse. And then the winter book favorite for the Derby, Union Rags, the horse that had all the trouble in the Kentucky Derby, drew down on the inside, that broke bad, got shuffled back to 19th. You know, made a pretty decent run to finish seventh, beating about 7 lengths in the Derby that day after all the trouble. Well, they also skipped the Preakness. His trainer, Michael Matz, is the same trainer that had Barbaro, you know, so he knows how to win a big race.
Yeah.
And Johnny Velasquez, the probably leading rider at Belmont Park in the last 7 or 8 years up in New York, is going to ride Union Rags, and flew down to Fairhill Training Center in Maryland to work him last weekend and was just thrilled with the way the colt worked. So Union Rags is coming up to it perfect. He's getting Johnny V, which is always a benefit at Belmont Park. And Dullahan, you know, he worked great, and he's getting Javier Castellano. So the two best riders in New York over the last 4 or 5 years are on the two biggest contenders. And then you have Painter, who, you know, Painter the other day worked his 7 furlongs in 125, but he galloped out in 138 for the mile, which is fabulous when you think about the fact that, in the last 10 years, the only horse that ran his race in the Belmont faster than 138 for the mile was Smarty Jones's year.
Yeah.
We all know what happened there. You know, Stuart Elliott kind of jumped the gun and sent him a little bit too early, went a little bit too fast early, and he was able, you know, Birdstone was able to run Smarty down,
as my family knows. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But most of the Belmonts over the last 10 or 12 years or so haven't gone faster than 138 for the mile fraction. So the fact that Painter was able to do that in a workout the other day, I think bodes well for him. And his buyer numbers, although I'm not a huge buyer guy, I don't think they're tried and true. They're not the Bible necessarily, but they do give you the contenders. And on buyer numbers and on paper, Painter, his numbers definitely stack up. Actually, he's actually faster on his last two buyers than Dullahan or Union Rag. And so he looks like a serious contender.
Any of the long...
He's got a little bit less experience, but... I believe those three horses are the main dangers, if you will, for I'll Have Another. But I do think I'll Have Another has as good a chance as anybody has had in recent time to go ahead and get the Triple Crown done. Tactically, he's a very versatile horse. You know, he can lay up close to the pace if the pace is slow, or if his pace is really fast like it was in the Derby, which I don't really expect going a mile and a half. But if the pace is really fast, he can lay a little further back and make his run at him late and, so the fact that he's got tactical speed and the jockey can kind of place him where he wants in the race is always a benefit. So I think he's got a pretty good chance, and he's got the pedigree for it. The trainer's done a very good job of not overtraining him. A lot of times these trainers, even the big trainers, will get a little bit you know, gun shy about that distance of a mile and a half. You know, Jack Vanberg did it with Ali Sheba, working three times at a mile between the Preakness and the Belmont, and basically squeezed the lemon dry before race day. And Doug O'Neill's been pretty smart. He just galloped the horse up to the race. He figures that, you know, he's already running the Santa Anita Derby, the Kentucky Derby, and the Preakness, and if he's not fit by now, he's probably not going to be able to get him fit with Works. So he's just going to try to get fresh as he can to the race, and I think he's coming up to it good. I think it's going to be an excellent race. I tell you, though, these three horses that are what I feel like are the main contenders, you know, he's going to earn it if he wins it, that's for sure.
There's no chance of any of these long shots, right? No, you don't think there's any chance?
I really don't think so. They basically, unless they just jumped up and ran the race of their life, that whole street life has a closing style and ran, you know, it came from off the pace and probably is maybe the best of those other horses, the long shots. But I really don't think, barring something really strange, and it has happened in the Belmont, obviously, we all know, you know, the last few years, you've had horses like, you know, Ruler on Ice and Drosselmeyer, Ditterra, I think, won it, paid $50 or $60, and even Saraba paid about $150 for a $2 ticket that year. So strange things can happen in the Belmont because it's a distance that they're not familiar with, that very few horses ever run a mile and a half in this country anymore, and surely they don't do it as three-year-olds, obviously. So, you know, strange things have happened. But I think this year you're looking at a situation where the top three or four horses are really head and shoulders above the rest, and it would be pretty much a wild upset if anybody outside the, you know, those top three or four horses were to win it.
If you were just plunking down just a regular old trifecta, what would your trifecta look like?
You know, I think I'd still stick with I'll Have Another. Obviously for horse racing's sake, I'd love to see a Triple Crown winner. We need all the publicity we can get.
Sure.
I think the horse has the pedigree, the temperament, and the tactical ability, and he's been trained right for it. But like I said, I think he'll have to earn it over Dullahan and Union Rag. And I believe Painter is a legitimate new shooter. I could actually see Painter going to the front, Union Rags, and I'll Have Another setting a little off of him. And I think Dullahan's going to be further back. I think I'll Have Another's tactical speed and we'll be able to force the issue. Say, coming around the far turn, I believe I'll Have Another will go by Painter, and I think Painter and I'll Have Another will fight it out down the lane. And I think, you know, I think Union Rags will have some say about it, at least in early stretch, and I think Dullahan will be coming from behind. And I don't think necessarily Dullahan's late closing running style is going to be that suitable to this race. I know a lot of people are really high on him because of the fact that he was closing in the Derby, but a lot of times those horses that are closing in the Derby are not going to close with quite that same vigor when they go a mile and a half, and the tactical speed horses seem to run better at Belmont. So I would say if I had to pick it today, I'm rooting for I'll Have Another, but I think he'll win it, and I think Painter has a legitimate chance to run second, and probably Union Rags and Dullahan to bring up, you know, be third or fourth. And in a wild possibility, maybe that horse Street Life could get up late, you know, for a third or fourth place finish if you're looking for the superfecta or the trifecta.
Yeah, excellent stuff. TK Lawless, check him out at RelentlessRacingStables.com. TK, I hope all your tickets are winners.
Hey, I appreciate it. I want all your photo finishes to be winning ones, too.
Thanks, TK.
Appreciate it. Good luck.